Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Individuals and companies that find themselves unable to fulfill the contractual obligations on account of the coronavirus pandemic will be protected by an upcoming law. For instance, if they have to postpone a wedding or business event, they'll not have to forfeit their deposit to a hotel or catering firm.
Well, the COVID-19 Temporary Measures Bill will be introduced in Parliament next week. And to find out more about what's in store, we're joined by Lim Yan Liang, Assistant Political Editor at the Straits Times. Well, Yan Liang, can you tell us what can we expect next week with this bill?
Hi, yes. So next week when the Ministry of Law introduces this COVID-19 Temporary Measures Bill, it will actually allow for contracts that have been signed beforehand that apply during this period of coronavirus to be deferred, and especially for obligations that could not be performed due to this virus situation which could not have been foreseen.
And how do you think this will impact and whom?
Okay. This will impact mainly SMEs and individuals and deals specifically with contracts, five categories of contracts. Essentially, it will be leases and construction contracts, event contracts. This will be for consumers, mainly weddings, and then for businesses, meetings that they had previously booked but had to cancel because of the safe distancing measures, and also tourism-related contracts and certain secured loans to SMEs granted by banks or finance companies.
Well, the Ministry of Law said it intends to expedite the passage of the new law through a certificate of urgency signed by the President, which allow all three readings to be taken in one sitting. So is this common?
Not really. The last time this was used also during SARS, so it's essentially something that is that Parliament does when it has to pass legislation very expeditiously. So during SARS in 2003, it was used in March to amend the Infectious Diseases Act so that those who break home quarantine orders could be fined, and those who do so repeatedly could be charged in court and even jail. So to give a sense of how rarely it is used, a certificate of emergency was also used during the separation of Singapore and Malaysia. So it is quite rare.
Mm. We're still trying to wrap our heads around this, Yan Liang. Give us an example of how it might work. Because, say, if rent is due, it will still continue to accumulate. What will need to be paid? When will it need to be paid, for example?
So the bill is called a temporary measures bill because for the first instance, if and when it is passed, it will apply for 6 months. And this means that rent will be paid for 6 months. So if you are a small business and you have a tenancy agreement, for instance, it will give you what Minister Shanmugam calls breathing space. So it doesn't mean that you do not have to pay your rent anymore, but you will have 6 months to put your finances in order, as well as to tap on the different grants and schemes that are in both the Budget 2020, the Resilience Budget, the Unity Budget, and the upcoming Supplementary Budget that was just announced this afternoon, so that they can keep their businesses running rather than to be forced to shut down.
Well, Yan Liang, do you know when will this law come into effect, and what kind of a time period will it cover?
Okay, so if it passes during the parliamentary sitting that is going to take place next week, then it's likely to take effect from the middle of this month. So this is one of the few laws in Singapore that will apply retroactively. So what this means is it will cover contractual obligations that were agreed to after February 1 this year. That means it will apply backwards. And our Ministry of Law said February 1 because that's the approximate date when the coronavirus outbreak started to significantly impact the Singapore economy. And it will also cover contracts entered into or renewed before March 24th, which is the day the multi-ministry task force set up to deal with this outbreak announced stricter measures, such as gatherings no larger than 10.
You're listening to Primetime here on Money FM 89.3. We're speaking to Lim Yan Liang, who's Assistant Political Editor at The Straits Times. Now, speaking live via Facebook, Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong said that significantly stricter measures will be implemented like a circuit breaker. What were your thoughts on the announcement?
So, this drives home the importance of this COVID-19 temporary measures bill, because previous to this, while movement of people has been somewhat curtailed, you can still go down to shops, you can still patronize small businesses, you can still go to shopping malls, even though you have to queue to go inside. But now that PM Lee has said that, you know, every kind of non-essential gathering should be stopped for at least a month. This will definitely be a very big hit on the bottom line of businesses. So to be able to pause your rent for 6 months, to be able to protect your deposit or protect your loan, for instance, if you're a private hire driver, to not be brought to court or even meet a bankrupt or undergo insolvency kind of proceedings, I think it's very critical at this point.
And what does this mean for Singaporeans? I mean, stay home and stay safe?
Yes. So essentially, if you are not in one of these critical services, for instance, if you're not in transport, you're not in essential banking, or for instance, even the newspaper business like we are, you should be working from home and you should be only interacting with your immediate family members. You shouldn't be out and about at all. So what PM said was, even if you go down to buy food, the hawker centres and coffee shops will remain open and you can buy food, but you should consume the food back at home. So even something like visiting your grandparents should be paused temporarily, at least for the next month.
Yin Yang, you mentioned the government's already implemented a second budget to combat this. What do you think we could see by way of more measures from the government to support businesses? You also mentioned something was just announced as well.
So with this circuit breaker in place, I think many businesses who were already on the ropes will definitely feel a very big hit on their bottom line. So I have a feeling that this third budget, so to speak, is going to find more ways to provide, for instance, your salary support, as well as additional measures to help with your cash flow, as well as ongoing expenses, so as to keep your company running and prevent you from having to lay off your workers.
We've been speaking to Lim Yin Liang, Assistant Political Editor at The Straits Times. Yin Liang, thanks for your time and stay safe.
Thank you. You too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.